Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. I am Trevor Boehm, your host. If you are new to the show, welcome aboard. I get it, it's Christmas Day. You may be listening to this after that, or you actually may be listening to it on Christmas. If you're listening to it on Christmas, Merry fucking Christmas, as we like to say around parts Uncivilized. If you are a repeat listener and you're listening to this perhaps afterwards, Merry Christmas to you too. And thank you for all of your support, your love, your sharing of the podcast last year. We grew in leaps and bounds again, and man, do we have some kick-ass plans to blow this podcast up in the next year. And we certainly can't do it without help from people like you. So thank you. All right, back to you newbies. I am the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, founder of the Uncivilized Nation, and I'm the author of two separate books, one called Today I Rise, which you may want to get if you're listening to this on Christmas, because it's a book about how do you take heartbreak or your divorce and use it as a transformational agent. It is a no bullshit, no punches pulled. It's like my pathway through how I did just that. Found out I was getting divorced, didn't want to, sucked, admitted that it sucked, acknowledged that it sucked, used it, changed my whole life, wrote a book about it. Get it. It's on Amazon. Second book is called Man Uncivilized, which oddly enough came out of Today I Rise because so many men read Today I Rise and then emailed me. That inspired me to get on the phone with a lot of them and start to dive into what I saw as the two outdated broken paradigms of masculinity. The 1950s Marlboro man, kind of get what that feels like, or like Rambo, and then the sensitive new age nice guy, like think Ross from Friends. No offense to Jenny Boyd, who loves Friends. And what I wanted was someone in the middle. I wanted to be someone in the middle. I didn't want to be Rambo. I didn't want to be Ross. I wanted to be take the best of both, as Bruce Lee says, and create a new paradigm, a new pathway for men. And holy shit, did that book blow up? And that book is the reason why this podcast exists. It's the reason why the nation exists. It's the reason why the movement exists. So please get your hands on that too on Amazon. Now, it's Christmas Day. I imagine if you're listening to a podcast on Christmas Day, today may not be the easiest day for you. So I want to speak to that a little bit because there was a Christmas or a couple of Christmas there have been in my life, especially the first one after getting divorced. I want to talk about that one because so many men I know today are alone. So many men I know today are isolated. So many men are not seeing their kids for the first time on a Christmas or the second time on a Christmas. They're not with their wives on this Christmas. They're not with their families. They're not doing what they want to be doing, and their hearts are broken. And if that is you, my brother, my heart goes out to you. And women listening to this too, if that is you, my sister, my heart goes out to you. Again, I remember my first Christmas after my divorce. It sucked. I remember as I went from living in this beautiful house in Santa Barbara, like the Christmas before, watching my wife put her ex, you know who she is, put Christmas ornaments up. My dog was running around, like drinking eggnog. At the time, I was drinking beer, probably. Don't anymore. And I remember thinking, like, wow, it's our first Christmas in this beautiful house. This is amazing. I've made it. My life is incredible. I don't know. I think we might have just gotten pregnant or we're about to start getting pregnant. So like good things were on the horizon. And it wasn't a year later that here I was in a studio, not my nice house, by myself, no dog, no wife, no kid, because the pregnancy didn't hold, and I was alone. And I, if you guys don't know this, I'm going to use, this may be an upsetting term, but I think I'm going to like trademark it. I am a Christmas whore. I fucking love Christmas. Come like the minute after I get done eating my Thanksgiving meal, I go get two Christmas trees. One for the main part of the house. Now I have an office in my house. I put a Christmas tree in my office. True story. My Christmas tree though only has ornaments of like boobs, surfboards, kink, guns, like all dude stuff, things that make me happy. And then the regular Christmas tree, as you can imagine, has like ornaments and stuff, you know, like real ornaments. So that Christmas, I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to buy a tree. I'm going to buy a little one because money is now tight because I'm paying someone $150 to email me and tell me that nothing's happening in my case. That's awesome. That's definitely an initiation. If you've never been divorced, imagine like having to email your plumber and them just saying like, nope, your plumbing's good. And then they charge you $150 and maybe more now. That was a couple of years ago. But I was hell bent on getting a tree. So I went out and got one, little one, decorated it. And still, I was like, this just sucks. Like the reflection of seeing the Christmas stuff just hurt my heart so much. And so I went surfing, caught a couple waves that made me feel better, came home. I think I just read for the day, like watched movies and just like prayed that the day would go by quickly and New Year's would go by quickly and we could get back to like real life. And it was awful. And so I truly want to tell you that if that is what you're experiencing, I have been there. I didn't have kids. I don't have kids, but it was equally heartbreaking. And so do what you can do today to take care of yourself. Do what you can do today to stay sober, because it is going to hurt your heart to get drunker or to get drunk, and drinking's not going to help. Stay present. Be with yourself. If you feel like you've been abandoned, don't add to that by abandoning yourself, by getting shit-faced, by getting high, by checking out, by like doing things other than trying to just sit with the feeling. Okay, this is a tough chapter of my life. This is an initiation in my life. Like, take good care of yourself. If you can, like, make yourself a delicious meal, wrap yourself up in a blanket, watch some movies, call a friend. And I also want to speak to you, like, I got invited to a number of people's houses that Christmas. Like, hey, come hang with us. Come hang with our family. And I'll be honest, I don't like doing that. And I'm so grateful that people invited me. I'm so grateful that I had people in my life. But I actually thought that being the fifth wheel would be more painful than being alone. And so I appreciate when people say like, hey, I'm inviting someone out and they don't want to come. Like, I get that too. And so if you did get invited and you don't want to go, like, that's okay too. This is all about you taking care of you. And so I'm hoping too that perhaps the next 20 minutes, I can give you some stuff that may help pick you up, give you a little bit of a laugh, give you some direction for how to move forward from this challenging situation you're in. And if you're a man, where I'm taking this from is the Uncivilized Nation. I have 10 things that I asked all my guys in the nation, and the list was extensive, but I just grabbed 10 of them. What do you think an uncivilized man needs to know how to do? If you don't know, the Uncivilized Nation is my personal membership group. We are trying to get 100 new registrants in this round. Registration is open right now. If you're curious, if you want brotherhood, if you want to feel the support of other men, even if that's confronting, please go to manuncivilized.com/the nation. Ladies, if you're listening to this, if you have a man in your life who's hurting right now, or even if who isn't, who just needs to be on a path, who just needs to get around other men, please send him that same link. I was talking to my partner, Katie, yesterday about a friend of hers and the challenges that woman's having with her boyfriend. And I just kept saying over and over and over again, he needs men. I can tell that he's missing men in his life. And that's why he's acting the way he is in his romantic relationship, if that makes sense. The things he's saying to his partner are not about her. They're about his lack of support from other men. I fucking know that from a mile away. So anyway, I digress. Check it out. Being part of the nation, being in men's groups has been one of the greatest experiences of my life, one of the most impactful experiences of my life, and one of the most resourcing and sourcing and nourishing and supportive and just awesome parts of my life. And so, yes, I am biased, but I've seen it, guys and ladies, thousands of times now. I have a drawer full of testimonials, not just from my guys, but from guys who have started their own men's groups or just gotten in touch with other men, period. Men need men. If you're listening to this on Christmas, that is the best present I could give you all year. Men need men. Okay, let's get to this kick-ass list of 10 things every uncivilized man needs to know how to do in no particular order. Number one, how to move from quote planning and quote reading to taking action, moving from the head to the heart. I would say moving from the head to the heart to the balls. Gents, you got to know how to fucking execute. Sorry for my swearing. You got to know how to fucking execute. You just do. You just have to know how to execute. Like, period. Every uncivilized man looks at a goal list and goes, I'm getting after that. A lot of guys, especially this time of year, will create a goal list and then shove it in the drawer and they won't do jack shit about it. You have to know how to move from the headspace of thinking to the heart space of feeling to the ball space of let's go fuck some shit up out there in the world. Your life will be exponentially better the more you execute. All right, that's number one. Number two, how to breathe. Do you guys realize that most people breathe improperly? You're actually, if you put your hand on your chest and your hand on your stomach right now and take an inhale, your stomach should actually push out against your hand and your chest shouldn't move. Now exhale, your stomach should deflate. And again, your chest shouldn't move. Most people don't know how to breathe. They breathe from the sternum up like that. And that makes us anxious. That doesn't help us get grounded. And that is unpowerful. I remember a guy, I've probably told you this on the podcast before, in my 20s, I was like 22. I was working at a health food store in Connecticut called the Organic Gourmet. I was a terrible employee, just as a note. And this guy came in and he had been, I think, like had been deaf as a child or had like issues with his ears as a child. So he was teased relentlessly. I remember my boss telling me that. But he and I had an exchange. He bought something and he just said to me, do you know there are no bad situations in life? There's only bad breathing. And then he walked out. And even at 22, 23, I knew that was profound. I knew it was profound. And I actually changed my breathing. I studied breathing. I read a couple books on breathing. YouTube didn't exist back then. And I actually changed how I breathed from that point. And I can tell you that knowing how to breathe properly is a superpower. That's number two. Number three, how to forgive yourself for your past / love yourself. I put these two together. They were separate. Forgive yourself for your past / love yourself. Look, man, and look, lady, whoever you may be, here's the deal. You fucked up in the past. We all have. Every single one of us has made a mistake in our pasts. Every single one of us, myself included. So many mistakes. I mean, I've made mistakes this week. Things that I'm not proud of last month. Things that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that last year. Right? You have to learn as you evolve. Hear this. Like as you get better, as you grow, as you expand, as you evolve, as you pass through initiations and thresholds, you will look at how you behaved in your past and you have an opportunity. You can either be compassionate, oh my God, I didn't know. Or you can be really cruel to yourself and go, holy shit, I should have known. And I use this example that if I go back now and I look at my white belt jiu-jitsu videos, like when I was a white belt, when I was first starting, I can be like, oh my God, I'm so terrible. How could I not see that choke coming? How could I not see that from a mile away? I was so bad. I was worthless. I can't believe I let that guy do that to me. Or go, wow, I was a white belt. I just didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't have that rep. I had never had that happen to me before. I fucked up. I didn't know. And now the reason I get to be a purple belt now is because I was willing to go through those mistakes and learn from them and not quit. And that to me also sounds a lot like loving yourself. Does that make sense? So do that today. Like, let it go. Like, embrace your humanity. Like, man, I'm human. I love that, you know, Jeremy Goldberg, Long Distance Love Bombs, always uses the example of like, you used to shit yourself as a baby, right? I mean, sorry, you did. Like, no one came out of the womb potty trained, but we're not like, oh my God, those first 8 months, I was just crapping in diapers. Like, what a useless little piece of shit baby I was. No one does that. But we do that about being a teenager. We do that about our past marriages. We do that about mistakes we've made at work. Let it go. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Okay. Number four, speaking of jiu-jitsu, how to choke someone and how to defend a choke. Man, I am biased as hell. That's why I put this in there. As someone who loves jujitsu, as someone who has been a bodyguard, as someone who has choked the hell out of people, as someone who has defended chokes in the street, I just think this is really important to know. It's kind of like knowing how to change a tire. It's the like, gosh, I hope I never have to use this. I probably won't, but I certainly will be grateful to have it than not have it. So I hope the thousands of you who are listening to this all go down to your local jiu-jitsu school on Monday and go, hey, sir, I would love to know how to choke someone and defend a choke. Number five, take responsibility. If you've listened to the five pillars of uncivilized masculinity, you know that responsibility is number three. Strength, presence, responsibility, obsession, competency, and then we'll add relationship. But take responsibility. I had a coach, you guys and ladies, tell me every area of your life that is deficient, like that you're not performing in the way you want to perform, like every area of your business, every area of your health, every area of your relationship, with the exception of my hairline, is because I'm not taking responsibility or full responsibility in that area. I can also add a lot of people take too much responsibility, but I think that's a lesser ill than not enough responsibility. So make a stance today, like do a little audit. What's an area of your life? You're like, man, I just wish I could get better. I wish this thing would go away. I'm sick of having this same problem. I'm sick of having the extra 15 pounds. Check out the uncivilized body. I'm sick of feeling alone. Check out the nation. I'm sick of being a nice guy. Take my Kill the Nice Guy course. I'm sick of whatever, like your finances, your credit card debt, your being single, your shitty marriage, your lack of relationship with your parents, with your kid, whatever it is. Take some fucking responsibility and then go up to number one on this list. Execute. Go to number two. Learn to breathe. Go to number three. Forgive yourself for not doing it sooner. Go to number four. Go choke the shit out of someone. Okay, don't do that, please. Number six, learn how to meditate. I have a meditation course that I shot in 2016. It's not that interesting. It's a lot of me meditating, but it is brutally effective. I actually meditate with you as opposed to there just being like, no, no, like lovely meditation music and fucking rainbows in the background. It's actually my mug, probably like 20 pounds lighter, meditating with you. If you want a copy of that, email me, Traver@manuncivilized.com, and put meditation in the header. This gentleman also added, every uncivilized man should know how to sail. And so he lives in Hawaii. He's a big sailor. I'm throwing this in here. You know what? I love the ocean. I don't know how to sail. I know how to surf pretty damn good, but I don't know how to sail. So that may be something that I'm taking up in 2024 or in 3 years from now when I move into the actual ocean. How to meditate. This is like life skill 101. It's like knowing how to eat properly. Every area of your life will be better when you know how to meditate, and people overcomplicate the shit out of it and don't realize it is just a daily practice that should be like brushing your teeth. You don't get to save up and meditate for like 5 hours on a Saturday, just like you don't get to save up and brush your teeth for 5 hours on a Saturday. 10 to 15 minutes a day will radically, drastically change your life for the better. Learn how to meditate. What number are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number seven, learn how to ask for help. Man, this was one that it took me years and years and years to be able to do. Years, right? I had to do those like damn coaching experiments where they're like, ask the waiter if you can have a 20% discount on your meal. Like stupid shit like that, just to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness of asking for any help, right? I remember working with Kobe Kozlowski at Esalen, and she challenged me. She said, you have to ask people to do something for you that you can do yourself. Now, think about this. Not that hard. Not that extreme. That night at dinner, I asked someone to clear my plates for me. Like, hey, would you mind taking my dishes over to the dishwashing area? My fucking hand was shaking asking her to do it. That's how hard it was for me to ask for help. And I will tell you, being on the other side of that, like having a team who works for me, having a partner who's supportive of me, having brothers, having people in my life who are like, hey, if you need help and you don't ask, we will be upset, has now radically changed my life. And yes, I constantly ask, like, hey, can I get upgraded on this flight? Hey, do you have a better hotel room for me? I don't ask for discounts on restaurants, but you guys get it. Try it. Try to ask for help twice this week. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less than a man. It doesn't make you not a real man. All the bullshit that you hear online, it will make your life better. And that's what I'm after. Okay. Number 8. Love this one. Learn how to track, kill, and butcher an animal. I'm sorry, all my vegan friends. Man, this one, when I learned it, and I'm still like, I'm a white belt at tracking. I know how to shoot well, and I've butchered a couple animals. It just settled my soul. Like, it settled the lower, I'm touching my stomach, part of me that was like, if all hell breaks loose, because there are multiple world wars all the time and our food supply gets cut off, I know how to kill something. I know how to shoot a deer. I know how to field dress it. I know how to bring it home. I know how to cook it. I know how to eat it. I'm going to be okay for at least like a month. That felt good. And also, guys, one of the biggest relationships that we have lost because of the civilizing of the world is that with nature. Like that and being part of nature. It is a big part of the primal piece that's missing in so many men that leads to addiction, alcoholism, porn use, abuse. Like it is a primary relationship that has been cut off. And so I would advise every single man, track, kill, and butcher an animal. I had to kill with a knife. I had to kill a goat in survival school. And that, I'll tell you, it fucked me right up. But it also, like, I had so much reverence from that point forward for every animal that I ate. So number 8, track, kill, and butcher an animal. Number 9, understand money. Man, understand, and I'm going to add, like, have a practice around building a relationship with money. It's not cliche. People are like, money's just energy. There's a money story. Most guys, hear me, I was one of them, are not good with money. Don't understand the basics of money. Don't understand how, quote, money works. Don't understand their money. Don't know what's coming in. Don't know what's going out. Don't know the percentage interest on their credit card. Get good with money this year. It will change everything. It's just like getting in shape. Getting in shape has side benefits, secondary, tertiary benefits, right? You eat different. You sleep better. Your sex drive goes up. Like, all kinds of great things happen when you get in shape. manuncivilized.com/the body. All kinds of great things. I think money is just as important. Paying off debt takes discipline. Looking at a budget creates discipline. Earning more means you bump into your self-worth issues. Charging more means you bump into your self-worth issues. Understand how money is just a representative of a lot of other things. And when you have money, you have choice. When you have choice, you have freedom. The masculine loves freedom. I fucking love freedom. Freedom and potency are my two driving forces in the world. Thus, I've had to go on a deep dive in the last 5 years in understanding my own money story, my own money biases, my lack of understanding about money. And it has been a very fruitful exploration. So number 9, understand money. And last but not least, again, in no particular order, I love this one. Take bold leaps with your gut and heart. This is a biggie, right? I am very comfortable. This is something I actually heard Carolyn Mace say this line, and it landed in my body. She goes, I have so much faith and trust in a world that most people fear. Now, she was talking about her relationship to God. I'm talking about my relationship to taking a leap, to jumping with no net. Like, that is comfortable for me. Now, after 6 years of, actually more than that, like 12 years of running my own businesses, launching my own businesses, trying things, failing. I've had 3 businesses go under. like writing books, wondering if anybody's going to read them, right? You guys get this? Every creative act is a bold leap with your gut and your heart because there's no guarantee. Nobody told me anybody would read Today I Rise. Nobody told me anybody would read Man Uncivilized. No one told me guys would join the nation. I've thrown workshops and had to cancel them last minute. It's okay. I'm comfortable in that space. I thrive in that space. Most people do not. It's like public speaking. I should actually put this as number. Hold on. I'll get to that. Most people are terrified and paralyzed by the idea of taking a bold leap. You know why? Because they're afraid of what other people will think of them. Either way, if they fail, they're afraid people will think poorly of them. If they make it, they're afraid people will think they're different. Have a practice of taking a bold leap with your heart and your gut. Your life will radically change and you will be initiated. You will pass through a threshold and you will find a new community of people who are just like you, who are comfortable with the uncomfortable. All right, I'm adding one more. I lied. It's 11. Learn how to public speak. Just hit this one. It is probably the most valuable skill I have as a business owner, as a storyteller, and as an influencer in whatever, however you want to use that word. I am lucky. In fifth grade, we did a speech contest and I fucking won it. I was then like put on the high school speech team as a seventh or eighth grader. So I had a skill, or I had a knack for it, didn't have the skill. And over the years, I've gone through Toastmasters, have studied with Kimberly, have spoken at TED, have been on hundreds of stages, and will tell you I am as comfortable there as I am in a pool, as I am in the ocean, and as I am on a jujitsu mat. And those are places that most people are uncomfortable. You will have to go through a journey of being seen, of being heard, of who am I to speak, of why am I taking up space? Why is everybody looking at me? Now I have to have a relationship with my audience. Like, trust me, that is as big of a journey as fitness is. But if I could have every man learn that skill, one, your income will go through the roof. Two, who you are as a human will go through the roof. All right, this was a little bit longer than I thought it would be. Those are the 10/11 things that the men of the uncivilized nation think every uncivilized man should know. Again, guys, we want 100 of you. We get an average of 3,000 listens an episode. I'm not good at math, but I'm going to say that's less than 10%. Yeah, 10% would be 300. If like whatever percent, 4, 5, 8, something of you go, all right, I think I'm ready for this. I'm not ready, but I'm going to do it anyway. manuncivilized.com/the nation. If you're hurting again on Christmas, my heart goes out to you. Big fucking man hug to you. You got this. You'll get through it. I did. I know so many men who have. Appreciate you. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.